All right, we have some breaking news that is mind-bogglingly dumb. Donald Trump just got outmaneuvered by multiple world leaders because of his own stupid decisions, and he is now lashing out further on Truth Social. Just to zoom out, after a series of reckless and stupid decisions coming from Donald Trump to bully and threaten our allies, he is now shocked when our allies are trying to move away from us. Not geographically. Canada isn't actually trying to move away from us, but they are trying to create more reliable relationships with other countries that aren't dirtbags. Donald Trump's response to allies moving away is now to threaten Canada with 100% tariffs, further threaten to annex them, and call Prime Minister Mark Carney Governor Carney. And then he continues to wonder why they are pushing him away on the global stage. It's like an abusive relationship where the husband beats the wife, and when the wife tries to go stay with her family and move away, his response is to further double down on the aggression. I'm sorry about the crass analogy, but that is genuinely the situation that we have found ourselves in. And it's important to point out this is bad for the United States, and it's bad for citizens in the United States. When trade is being happened and the United States is being skipped over because we're an unreliable partner, it makes things more expensive for us. It makes things less secure for us, and the cost of living goes up. The quality of life goes down for United States citizens. Donald Trump is currently lashing out further on Truth Social because this idiot doesn't realize that he is the problem. He has been the problem this entire time, and he had multiple days in Davos, Switzerland, to talk to these world leaders, to try to push forward an alliance or negotiate with them about anything. If he wanted Canada to be friendly with the United States, he should have treated Canada better. If he wanted European countries to not push away from the United States, maybe he shouldn't have spent all of his time at Davos freaking out about Greenland and melting down about Greenland. Trump's path of escalation on this has been mind-bogglingly stupid for a few reasons. Before I even read this most recent post, I want you to remember that 1 year ago, when Donald Trump took office for the second time, in his first week, he was making posts like this. It said, "Oh, Canada." And it was Canada and the United States wrapped in the U.S. flag, implying that he was going to annex Canada. He then called Prime Minister Trudeau at the time Governor Trudeau, implying that he was just going to be the governor of a 51st state. So he's bullying them, reducing them down to nothing, saying that they would be nothing without the United States, and then placing tariffs on them, therefore hurting United States citizens and Canadian citizens. So he's pushing away a good ally, people who put boots on the ground for us after 9/11 to protect United States interests, because we're all in this together. Well, not anymore, because Mark Carney decided to intentionally diversify like any smart person would. They say don't put all your eggs in one basket. Or if you've ever invested, you know, you shouldn't just choose one stock because that's not diversified. You want a diversified portfolio of reliable things. Now, Mark Carney realized, wait a minute, our largest partner isn't even a reliable partner. So he pushed away with a new deal, a new framework that deepens Canada and Chinese relations. Now, I want to be very clear. Even though this deal is very clever, and Mark Carney and Xi Jinping clearly outmaneuvered the United States, in no way is China better than the United States. And if you think China is better, you need to do some research. They are not a beacon of democracy. They have a horrific human rights record that is worse than the United States. Yes, these videos of ICE are absolutely brutal and disgusting, but what China has done for the past few decades to Muslims in their country, to anybody who speaks out in their country, is next level torture and brutality. China crushes free speech and political dissent in a way that we haven't seen in America quite yet. No one is disputing that. Even Canada would never ever dispute that. Mark Carney would be the first person to tell you that, but this is a response to volatility in the relationship with the United States. It's basically a calculated hedge in a fracturing global order to say, hey, we want to make sure we are diversifying economically, diplomatically, and strategically, and aligning incentives with countries that aren't just the United States, which is now the most unreliable partner on the world stage. Trump will literally be threatening military force against a country one day and then be best buddies with the country the next day. He'll have 100% tariffs on a country, then he'll be doing trade with the country the next day. There is no continuity or strategy with Donald Trump, and that's why this post is such a unique misreading of the moment. When Donald Trump is told that Canada is moving away from the United States, he decides to push them off the ledge even further. Now, make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed if you appreciate the breaking news that we bring and the context that we provide. Let me read this Trump post and just point out that Trump has been with these world leaders in Davos, Switzerland, at the World Economic Forum. He could have communicated with them, but Mark Carney and other world leaders were seemingly playing nice to him in person, acting nice, but behind his back, they were coming up with schemes to diversify and move away from the United States on the global stage. Trump is treating it like betrayal, but it's not betrayal. It is called resilience. It is called the art of the deal, if you want to call it that. Donald Trump tweeted out just an hour ago. He said, quote, "If Governor Carney..." Already looping back and calling Prime Minister Carney, Governor Carney. He said, "If Governor Carney thinks he is going to make Canada a drop-off port for China to send goods and products into the United States, he is sorely mistaken." We'll explain that in just one second. He says, "China will eat Canada alive, completely devour it, including the destruction of their businesses, social fabric, and general way of life. If Canada makes a deal with China, it will immediately be hit with a 100% tariff against all Canadian goods and products coming into the USA. Thank you for your attention to this matter." Keep in mind, tariffs are attacks on U.S. citizens. That doesn't even hurt Canada. It just proves their point. It vindicates their point that if they have such an unreliable person, partner next to them, placing tariffs on them randomly, that maybe they should have some diversification with other countries. Now, the deal, the heart of this deal, Donald Trump doesn't even seem to understand. The core exchange here happening, according to Onest Network, says EV access for agricultural food relief. Canada is providing controlled access to its EV market for Chinese manufacturers. In return, China is reducing or suspending punitive trade barriers on key Canadian agricultural and seafood exports. Hey, this is actually a mutually beneficial deal. China gets access to Canada's EV markets, and Canada gets a reduced price in many different food sectors because China will reduce their punitive trade barriers. This is called an actual mutually beneficial deal and not just bullying countries via executive order. Now, Trump is trying to say that this will turn Canada into a drop-off port for China by saying that China will drop off goods into Canada, and Canada will then just send those goods to the United States, and they're basically nothing more than an intermediary. But that's not what the deal says. The deal that was cut specifies that these EVs that are dropped off in Canada then stay in Canada. They help Canada. They are sold to Canadians first and Canadians only. To make matters even worse, just yesterday in Davos, Scott Bessent was pushing this weird theory that Alberta should be independent from Canada. This is the exact type of bullying that Vladimir Putin used on Ukraine. He would say, like, Crimea should just be an independent breakaway state. Maybe Crimea should come back home to us. Then Donald Trump wonders why Canada doesn't want to deal with us when we're using Putin-esque rhetoric. Take a listen.
The U.S., more than our northern neighbor.
That's even with all the oil and the natural resources coming out of Canada. Texas is still larger.
Well, look, Alberta is a wealth of natural resources, but they won't let them build a pipeline to the Pacific. I think we should let them come down into the U.S., and Alberta is a natural partner for the U.S. They have great resources. The Albertans are very independent people. Rumor that they may have a referendum on whether they want to stay in Canada or not.
Sounds like you may know something up there.
I thought we were supposed to be America first, not interfering in other countries' elections and trying to enact regime change. Again, this deal is mutually beneficial for Canada and China, and that's why Donald Trump's panicking and freaking out the most, calling Mark Carney, Governor Carney. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate this, drop a like, subscribe. Trump is effing around and finding out, but the problem is we also have to find out on his behalf as we face increased prices and less security in our own continent. I love you all, and peace out.